This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we were talking about narcotics and this group of doctors who are now possibly under indictment for selling prescription medications. And we have some of your comments on the line. Let's go to the phone calls or the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, is anyone there? I can't hear. All right. Well, let's move on. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll get to your calls in a second. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Tom, how are we doing with the volume? Looks like we're having some engineering issues. All right. Tom, you there? I'm all alone. I'm not sure what you guys are hearing on your end. All right. Can you guys hear me? Oh, no. All right. Well, for those of you who can hear me, I'm getting some texts. Somebody's hearing me. Okay, you got me? Okay, good. Do we have the phone lines or ready or no? Okay. All right. Okay, no worries, no worries. All right. Let's move to Zika. So, to beat Zika in Rio, the World Health Organization is now prescribing safe sex and telling you to avoid poor areas. People traveling to the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, okay, on top of everything else they have to do now, are being told to avoid visiting impoverished and overcrowded urban areas to prevent catching Zika. Now, remember, Zika is a mosquito-borne virus. So people, unfortunately, get bit. Then they can transmit it to somebody by sex, or a mosquito could bite them, even though it doesn't affect them, could take it to them and take it to a new individual. So Zika has been linked, obviously, to birth defects. We've talked about that. In fact, there is a video circulating of how the Zika virus affects the fetus. It looks like the Zika goes from the mom's blood into the baby's, right? Gets transmitted to the baby, and then it travels up to the baby's brain. It's pretty scary stuff. So it's linked to birth defects and also linked to Guillain-Barré, other neurological deficits that could affect grown-ups as well. So athletes and visitors, they say, should also consult a health worker before traveling. Use insect repellent and clothing on or as much of the body as possible. And then, because Zika is sexually transmitted, they say you need to practice safe sex. Or, get this, the World Health Organization is suggesting that you abstain from sex during their stay. And, after not having sex while in Reno, for at least 4 weeks after their return. And I'm going to tell you, this is like really stirring a huge uproar. We'll talk about that in a second. They said that you should also choose air-conditioned accommodation. Pregnant women should avoid traveling to areas of Zika transmission, including Rio de Janeiro, according to the World Health Organization. Now, I've never been to Rio de Janeiro, but what I understand is it is a very sexy and sexually provocative place. There's a lot of dancing. There's a lot of fun. There's a lot of celebration of life. And so a lot of the festivities will involve alcohol and drinks and fun and dancing and now twerking and grinding and all the other stuff that a lot of people do. And from what I understand, it's a beautiful, beautiful city, beautiful coast. And you are now, as a tourist, supposed to go down to an area and either use condoms or abstain from sex. So abstaining from sex, going on one of the trips of a lifetime, especially not only, you know, just the whole Rio de Janeiro thing, but you got the Olympics. There is something so exciting about sports and winning and competing. That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of motivation. That's a lot of, you know, muscle use. So I don't know how that's going to fly. And you have businesses there that are hoping that people enjoy in the revelries and spend money and then leave when they're done. Where my big concern is, as an American doctor, and as an individual who hasn't had Zika yet and who lives in an area that is not Zika infected or epidemic, we're going to have a huge population going down to Rio and coming back. They may not even know they're sick. So that's why the World Health Organization is saying, look, don't have sex 4 weeks when you return. Now, why? Because they found that Zika could live in the semen for a few weeks. Well, if you live in an area here where there's mosquitoes, now remember, that's going to be the muggiest time of the summer. You could get bit by a mosquito, and there's even mosquitoes in my neck of the woods. I mean, you know, you have mosquitoes even in some of the drier climates. It's not as common as, you know, the southern Florida, but, you know, or Texas, but you still get, you know, mosquitoes. Now a mosquito bites you after you came back off the airplane and can transmit it to something else. I don't think we are prepared for a Zika epidemic. We may have mosquito repellents and screens, and we may have sprays, and we may have all sorts of, you know, things in place. What we don't have is the rogue mosquito that decides to bite one, suck up the blood, land on somebody else, and blow it into the other person's neck. Right? And then, of course, you know, safe sex. This could be extremely serious. And, you know, there's been, you know, cries to move the Olympics. The Olympics aren't going to get moved. Okay? It's set in Rio. A lot of money has been spent. I don't blame Rio for not, you know, for not wanting to change it. I mean, luck of the draw. Okay? The country of which the next Olympics is going to be is the epicenter of the Zika epidemic. I mean, luck of the draw. But we really might need to rethink sending a bunch of Americans down there and then bringing them back. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Paid non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines and some of your questions. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254.
Anthony, and I was listening to your show about prescription opioids and whatnot, and you asked for anybody to call in that had a question. Well, my question is, I've been, you know, I suffered from a lot of colostomy and nephrostomy, which I currently have, and I went through some trouble at a big hospital here. I've spoken to you before about it with the bad treatment that I received. But the point is I have a degenerative disc disease in my back, and I've been taking Norco 10s for 2 years now, and I don't abuse them or anything, but I take them and it really helps bring the pain level from, say, an 8 down to about a livable 3 every day. And I take them 4 times a day, and I just wanted to know what your opinion was But anyways, any input you can give, I'd be glad to hear it. Thank you, and have a nice morning.
Yeah, I wish I could talk to you live. I have some questions for you. You know, the amount of Norco and pain medicine you're taking is, I mean, unfortunately, a very common treatment regimen. I mean, if you're taking 4 a day, and that means you're taking them every 6 hours, and that's how they're prescribed. So they're prescribed one every 4 to 6 hours, so you're ending up taking 4 a day. And if you're on Norco, and I think you said Norco 10s, it's still attached to 325 milligrams of Tylenol. So you're still getting over a gram of Tylenol a day. You know, you obviously, with what you've had with issues, I mean, nobody would classify you as a quote-unquote addict, okay? But you probably have a dependence on the medications. And it sounds like with everything you went through, I mean, the logic is there for you to, you know, be in pain and unfortunately require that kind of pain medicine. And again, if you're out there listening or anybody else that has a story, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what do we do for degenerative disc disease? Well, remember, degenerative disc disease is just that. The discs in between the back, in between the vertebrae, have degenerated. And so the discs are the cushion. So when you look at a picture and you see bone and then you see a very soft, whitish looking, you know, like chicken cartilage and stuff, right? You know what cartilage looks like. Well, that's what it looks like. It's softer than bone, but still firm, squishy, so it has some compliance to it. And it's softer than bone, and it could range in thickness. Degenerative disc disease means you lost a lot of that disc. It degenerated. Could have dried up. It could have just started to not only desiccate but disintegrate. It could have herniated and extruded out and not in the place where it's supposed to. And what is it supposed to do? Well, shock absorption. So it's supposed to prevent you getting bone on bone and to allow protection of the nerves coming out of the vertebrae. So unfortunately, that disc could cause more damage than not. This is very painful. Now, I'm a huge fan of a lot of physical therapies and modalities, but I understand many of you have exhausted them already. So I'm a huge fan of chiropractic. I'm a huge fan of acupuncture. I'm a huge fan of OMM, osteopathic manipulative medicine. I'm a huge fan of massage, physical therapy, occupational therapy, stretching, you know. So, and the reason why is much of the pain may not actually be your bone on bone and nerve pinching. Some of it could be the muscles surrounding it. Now, remember, your muscles are very, very smart. Okay. The reason why, one of you asked me, you know, why do I need a muscle relaxant for my back pain if it's the bones? And it, very good question. Okay. And you never give me a stupid question on this show. None of your questions are stupid. They all make a lot of sense. In fact, I think it's stupid when somebody doesn't ask. You know, I wish I asked a lot more questions in medical school. I was just like, all right, well, you take the anti-inflammatories, you take the muscle relaxants, you do the pain pill, you do this. I think a lot of us would understand the pathophysiology of what's going on if we stopped and asked a question. And I remember when I did ask a question about the back and the vertebrae, the doctor yelled at me. I was at UCLA at the time, and boy, did he yell at me, and he looked at me like I was an idiot. And I, you know, that really could have been a good teaching moment. So I wish I had asked more questions before I ran into that one particular doctor who was kind of mean to me. But the rest of the doctors at UCLA were really, really cool. But so why muscle? Well, because remember, when your body has an injured area, your body recruits everything else around it to protect it. So a lot of times it'll recruit fluid. So let's say you twist your knee or you twist your ankle. What's one of the first things that happens? It swells up. Your body is going to send a whole bunch of inflammatory fluid into that joint to help protect it, because obviously you have injury. Next is your muscles will start to restrict your movement of that area. You have an injured knee. You have an injured ankle. You have an injured back. If you have something amiss, your body's not going to want to move you to move it around and make it worse. So you start to get stiff. Now, some of you want to tell your body, well, you know, hold your horses, okay? I've had this back pain for a while, okay? This is nothing new. Calm down. And many of you will, you know, want your body to still move on and you know, but your body doesn't know that. Your body just doesn't want you to get worse. And your body has means to repair itself. It may not return a cartilage back to normal. It may not return your disc back to normal. It doesn't. But, you know, I got to tell you, I did not need surgery on my meniscal tear, and I know I have a bad one, from a skiing. I rested it, iced it, whatever, and I was still able to function. Now, true, I'm not as athletic as I once was, and I probably should have gone for the surgery, but my body knew what to do to heal that knee. So it might not be back to normal by any means because tears are tears, sprains are sprains, strains are strains, but your body wants a chance to try and heal itself. Now, as time progresses, you have gotten used to a certain way your muscles are. Well, your muscles are like dominoes. So now you are causing a domino effect of muscle strain. Okay, how long is your neck and shoulders and scapula and rhomboids or your glutes down by the tushy going to put up with back spasm? They're going to say, well, look, he's still got to walk to the bathroom. He's still got to eat, so let's just make it work. And they start to compensate for the bad parts of the body. So as you start to compensate for the bad parts of the body and you start to rework, you know, as you start to align, et cetera, you then unfortunately can cause damage in other areas. So now you're spasming over the SI joint or you're out of joint or so we as doctors, we want to go back and not wait for your body to heal yourself at all times. And wait the years that may never occur. Plus, when you're in pain, you're not going to want to move. Well, what is one of the healthiest things for you to do with a joint? Exercise it. Move it. So here you are. You got the inflammation. You got the muscle spasm. You got the injured area of your back that never improved, and now it's flaring up, and we need you to function. So we got pain medicine. We could do the anti-inflammatories like the ibuprofen. We got the Tylenol. We could do oral steroids. We could do oral steroids. We could do injections into the area. And so from a medication standpoint, there's tons of things we could do. We could do chiropractic. The epidural injections will go right into that space. You could do trigger point injections into the muscle. But the steroid injections, those have to, you know, we do a lot of times into the epidural space. If we could decrease the fluid that's causing some of the pain and the swelling, then maybe you'll spasm less, maybe you'll have more movement, and you'll feel better. TENS units are really, really cool. TENS units are these devices deliver mild electrical stimulation that overrides the painful signal sent to the lower back. So what those do is they almost, shall we say, kind of dupe the brain into not worrying about the pain as you give. And I got to tell you, I used a TENS unit when I was in labor. Wow, it was amazing. And then, of course, you could use ultrasound, you know, to help bring blood flow. I love ultrasound. You could use a massage. So, you know, there are things you could do. But, you know, to answer this gentleman's question, you know, nobody would consider you an addict, but you needing 4 Norco a day means you need a prescription of 130 pills per month. That's going to be more and more difficult to get. So I would suggest you get involved with a pain doctor or a back doctor, because if pain medicines start to be stringent, you need something to deal with your pain. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was interesting. How many calories are in America's five most popular beers? This is interesting. Bud Light. They say Bud Light. The contents of the beer remain the same, even though the packaging underwent a facelift. And each can or bottle has 110 calories, 6.6 grams of carbs, and 0.9 grams of protein. While you may be planning, they say, to throw Fido in the car to go to the liquor store this weekend, be warned that if you drive with Bud Light in your dog, it can be dangerous. Okay, this author is very cute. Thank you, but just give us the facts. So Bud Light, 110 calories. Budweiser, on the other hand, 146 calories, 10.6 grams of carb, 1.3 grams of protein. And this is being reported by Fox News. Budweiser is the one that's going to be going through a whole new overhaul with its cans saying America, All right, instead of Budweiser. All right, Budweiser, I guess, is, let me see here, trying to think of the alcohol blood volume, or the alcohol blood volume. Yeah, I know. I don't even know what some of these acronyms are here, or these abbreviations are. Anyway, so you're basically saving about 35 calories going to Bud Light. Busch. Okay, other than Budweiser, Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch has a few more beers on the list of America's top 10 beer best sellers. Now, Busch, the Anheuser-Busch 12-ounce can of Busch has 114 calories, 6.9 grams of carbs, and 0.8 grams of protein. We were talking about a beer a day can keep the doctor, the heart attack, the dementia away. And so they found that it's the iodine, the potassium, the magnesium, possibly the protein in beers, and the antioxidants. So I guess the reason why this article's out there now is because people want to know what, or, you know, what could they be consuming if they try to drink a beer a day. And not that I would ever recommend that, because I still think that's a lot of calories. Busch Light. Oh, did you see that? I snorted. See? It's allergy season still. There you go. 114 calories is too many. They say, considering Busch, try Busch Light. Busch Light only has 95 calories. Still, both of them are less than Budweiser. 3.2 grams of carbs, 0.7 grams of protein per 12-ounce can. Busch Light, they say, is boozier than regular Busch because it has an ABV of 4.5%, while Busch is 4.3%. Ah, okay. That's all right. So they got to find out what that ABV. It's got to mean alcohol something volume. I am not a beer manufacturer. Yeah, big shock there. I'm not a beer manufacturer. So come me some slack, Jack. Coors Light. Coors Light is right there now. I love Coors Light. Coors, so cool. Who was it? Was it a big, huge, burly cowboy doing Coors? Coors Light, one of two Miller Coors Brews on this list, is a favorite amongst beer drinking, okay guys, fix your radio, beer drinking dads. And it's been supposed to evoke the flavor of the Rocky Mountains. This beer tastes more like water, and they say, what? It does not taste like water. Apparently a recent lawsuit has called into question the actual source of Coors. Now, they did a light beer taste test, and the Daily Meal staffers felt that Coors Light tasted sweaty or horsey. Come on, people. See, I don't drink beer, so you guys know more about beer than I do. But those are the calorie contents of America's five most highest selling, I guess, beers. All right. Go ahead.
Real quick, I had an answer for you about ABV.
Yes, yes, please.
Alcohol by volume.
That's an alcohol by volume. Okay, I was thinking.
And I don't care for anything that isn't crafted, because my local craft beer place down the road from me makes a 12. So I'm quite happy down there, a 9 to a 12, and it's a rich, full beer. It doesn't taste like it's watered down, which, I mean, I don't care for any of those beers. Like, I barely touch PBR, and that's like the hipster beer up here.
So it's like proof. It's like when you drink a proof alcohol, that's the ABV is the proof for beers.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
12.
Okay.
12 is pretty high for a beer, but it's just flavor, man. It's about flavor, and having some of these people like mixing in like flavors like maple. There was somebody who had a smoked beer, which was so bizarre. Have you ever had smoked like beer, like a liquid? Oh, it's so good. It's
yummy.
So good. Noms forever, noms.
Oh man. Oh boy!
So we're gonna have to get you out here to try and get some.
I will. Trust me, although I don't think you want to see me drunk. No, that's scary stuff. Scary stuff. You thought the show was bad. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. George Zimmerman's back in the news. George Zimmerman was the Florida man who fatally shot Trayvon Martin. He has, and you know, the case where Trayvon Martin was an unarmed black teenager, and George Zimmerman was found innocent of murder charges. He is now auctioning the handgun used in the 2012 killing. He goes, I'm a free American. I can do what I'd like with my possessions, according to George Zimmerman said on Wednesday in an interview with WOFL, a broadcaster in Orlando, Florida. Now, Mr. Zimmerman, and this is being reported by the New York Times, whose killing of Trayvon as a neighborhood watch leader made the 17-year-old boy a symbol of racial profiling and the face of protest movement. And he has recently recovered the weapon from the Justice Department. There is something so eerie and creepy about selling a weapon that caused the death of somebody. I just don't, man, I don't, I that just, you know, I, but to me, it's a symptom of him probably having some major financial issues. He goes, I thought it's time to move past the firearm, and if I sell it and it sells, I move past it. Otherwise, it's going in a safe for my grandkids and never to be used or seen again. Oh, please don't give it to the grandkids. Trayvon Martin's father, Tracy Martin, released a statement through his lawyer early Thursday saying the family would not be commenting on the actions of that person who murdered Trayvon, unquote. Said the Trayvon Martin Foundation is committed to its mission of ending senseless gun violence in the United States. We are later focused on furthering that mission. The announcement of the sale set off angry reactions on social media where people described the move as, quote, sick, disgusting, and beyond tasteless. Yeah, you wonder where where does George Zimmerman work now? I mean, not that would be anything revealed that I would want to be have revealed, but I wonder. And this is a conversation we have to have. O.J. Simpson, after the O.J. Simpson trial, and when he was acquitted before the civil suit, I thought he moved to Florida and then later he moved overseas to the Caribbean. Correct me if I'm wrong. So George Zimmerman is a Floridian. He's got family there. Where do you go? I know a lot of you guys are like, okay, who cares? Who cares? No, but I want to, okay, I mean, what if, okay, you know, this happened to any of us, all right, where it wouldn't, because we're not, it wouldn't happen to any of us. But let's just say in general, there's a crime you're tried for that's high profile and you're found innocent. And so you're supposed to go back into society. Where do you work? Who's going to touch you? You know, I mean, I'm sure he's obviously supporting his family somehow. I mean, I don't know if he gets Medicaid dollars or if he has a job or if I, but, you know, the family, and they tried very hard to have the family non-public, you know, so the kids and the wife could still have normalcy, but, you know, obviously it didn't happen. And you just, you know, because it's like, okay, the kids of George Zimmerman, they didn't have any say in any of this that happened. So how do they get fed? How do they move on with their lives? How do they get jobs? It's, I don't know. It's, I'm not sure whatever happened to O.J. Simpson's children. I know they're, you know, up and about and from what I understand doing well. But I don't know. You just wonder where, you know, so I guess he has to sell then a weapon. So the weapon in question. Crazy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, many of you guys are afraid of going to the dentist. Well, a woman with such a bad dentist phobia who had lost her teeth decided to not, you know, if you don't want to go to the dentist, you don't want somebody coming up to you saying you need to go to the dentist. So she had to hide her missing teeth. So what she did, very inventively, she's a 56-year-old, I think, from England. She used pieces of chewing gum in her mouth that was a little stained. And she would smile, and it looked like she had teeth. Or it looked like she was chewing gum. And I guess there's a TV show called Never Seen a Doctor. And viewers were kind of surprised that she, I guess, so she was using a piece of gum that would hide the fact that she didn't have her teeth. She described her quick fix and how she coated the gum in coffee before she inserted it into her mouth in order to make the effect more realistic. She spoke candidly to about her crippling fear, which she saw her teeth decay and her confidence plummet. For years, the mother admitted she didn't have a job and barely left the house. And I guess viewers were pretty shocked, okay? You know, using chewing gum as teeth. Now, as a doctor, I'm like, okay, this woman is disabled. She cannot chew, eat, without having teeth. Not having teeth is a disability. And so I look at this lady as, okay, we need to help her. Yeah, she got around it, and it was a very, very clever way to get around going to the dentist. But unfortunately, she's at a huge physical disadvantage. Well, it looks like she did get a makeover. And after her makeover, she's actually a very lovely, lovely woman. And her teeth look great. And unfortunately, you know, people were ripping on her on why her teeth rot. She really couldn't brush her teeth. She couldn't do. You don't understand. There are some people using amazing dental hygiene. They'll still lose their teeth. Okay? There's a lot of things that contribute to tooth decay. And many times tooth decay could be a sign of another illness. You could be diabetic and have bad teeth. You could be, especially an insulin-dependent diabetic, and have bad teeth. Some people blame ethnicity or geography for bad teeth. You know, like people say that the British have noticed that the British have bad teeth, but that's been an very common myth out there. So it could be very genetic. It could be because of habits. You know, if you're a big, heavy coffee drinker, that will, of course, stain the teeth. And maybe it's you are brushing your teeth, but you're not doing it correctly. I mean, how many people actually sit there and brush their teeth for a good 5 to 10 minutes and massage the gums and then dental floss and then water pick? People don't do that. So, I'm so busy inundating you guys with information to watch your blood sugar and watch your cholesterol and see a medical provider and take your medicines like you're supposed to. How many times am I telling you to brush your teeth? How many times is your regular medical provider telling you to brush your teeth? Not happening. And so, I want to, and I do. I tell you guys to brush your teeth, but am I telling you to the same degree and with the same passion as I do with you, with your diabetes and your cholesterol and your heart disease, et cetera? No. Well, because we think there's dentists out there doing that. Well, how many of you listen to a dentist on air? Are there any dentist shows on air? No. So we got a lot of work to do. And unfortunately, this is a symptom of society where, you know, they may not have dental insurance. I mean, I'm assuming she's from England. You know, maybe it's, or she's just so fearful of going to a dentist. Now, what to do if you are fearful of going to the dentist? You're having a fear of the dentist. It does not mean you have a psychiatric condition, okay? If you went up to your dog or cat, and I have, to look at the teeth. I'm like, let me see the little teeth. Let me take a peek at the teeth. They don't like that. They don't want me in their mouth. They don't want me looking or touching their teeth. If I ask them to keep their mouths open, now the dog, I have to admit, the dog would just sit there and go, so his teeth are always open, so I could get a good look. But once I put my hands on his mouth, he does not like that. It is an animalistic instinct for you to not want somebody touching your mouth or being in your mouth area. Why? Because that's where you get your food and your drink. It's the only passage for you to get food or drink. Which is why you do not want somebody in there tinkering around with metals and drills. So let me be clear. If you have a phobia of going to the dentist, I am not surprised. And it's a very, very logical phobia. Okay? I hate to call it a phobia. Now, in society, we call it a phobia. We think something's wrong with you because you got to go to the dentist. You got to take care of your teeth. Why? Because it just that's something you got to do. So there are sedation dentistry where they will sedate you. All right. There are some doctors where, you know, when they were taking care of my cavities, I didn't even feel the injection. These dentists are great. What they do is they wiggle your gum. They distract the nerve such that they could stick a needle in you and the lidocaine and you don't feel it because they're so busy distracting the nerve. It's a real, real good technique. So, technique could do it. Do I like sitting there with my mouth open? It's not that. I like to talk. And I do. I'm like, so, honey. And I make jokes, and he understands the jokes. Or either he's fake laughing, but he totally understands the jokes. So I'm like, honey. I go to Ambient Dental. I mean, that's good. I go, did you really hear what I said? And so, I mean, I have a good old time, but I have to talk. I can't just sit there quietly with somebody tinkering around and injections, and I just can't do it. I can't do it. So I would suggest sit down with your dentist. Trust me, you're not going to be the first person to walk into your dentist saying, look, okay, I can't do this. Another thing you could do is talk to your medical doctor. They can maybe give you some Valium. Make sure somebody dries you. Let the dentist know you'll be taking some Valium while you have the conversation. Some of you guys, you can't even have the conversation. You're so scared. And then you sit there and you have the conversation and, you know. So, and part of the reason is many of us were traumatized as kids by the dentist. You get traumatized, you never want to go back. I mean, your body's smart. Again, it's a defense mechanism. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mosquito repellent soap invention may actually, quote unquote, wash away Africa malaria threat. Two former students from Burkina Faso have designed a mosquito repellent soap, which they hope could be simple and affordable, and a simple and affordable solution to fight malaria. And maybe this could later also fight Zika. Mokhtar Dembele and Gerard Nkyodiko are behind Faso Soap, and they were awarded $25,000 for their invention in 200. Yeah, so they got a split, 12, yeah. $12,500. I know my math. When they became the first African winners of the Global Social Venture Competition at the University of California, Berkeley. Faso Soap still needs to be tested to ensure that it's safe for human use and effective at preventing malaria. Malaria, but how brilliant. It's created from natural oils and plants, could prove successful in preventing malaria, and it could be cheap and rely on existing habits already of African households. So people in Africa, you know, if they're reluctant to change their habits, according to this one quote, soap, however, is present in most homes. They use it for bathing, cleaning the house, washing clothes. So if the soap could repel the mosquitoes, and according to their test, up to 6 hours after being applied, and if you throw the soapy water on the street, insects may not want to breed near the stagnant water. So this could be a very simple and affordable weapon in the fight against malaria. Wow. Last month, Faso Soap launched a crowdfunding appeal for $113,000 to finalize the development of the soap with the aim of distributing it in 6 African countries. Wow. So, how many of us could get our kids to use soap? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.